Hello, Lagos. You are welcome to Uzoya's Corner. I am your host, Barrister Josephine. Well, it's been a little while that we have had our time discussing different topics. The last topic we discussed, I believe it has to do with different dating terminologies. But today, I want to talk about attitude of people who judge other people. I was watching a Dead Man's Studio, you know, a rendition or a depiction of real life, and which they say, do not judge a book by its cover. But we tend to live in a society where people are constantly being judged, even though society now is progressing towards being politically correct. So you are not allowed to say certain things openly. But I have worked as a human rights activist in the CSO sector. And I know for a fact that many people are living hidden lives, secret lives, because of the fact that they are afraid to be judged. People get judged for being single beyond a certain age. People get judged for being married before a single age. People get judged for having too many kids. People get judged for not having kids at all. People get judged for the kind of cars they drive. People get judged for not having a car. It just goes on and on. You know, the thing is, nowadays, we are slowly becoming a society. Maybe they call us the millennials. We're slowly becoming a society whereby we don't care about others. So long as I'm happy, I do what I want. And in the same vein of doing what we want that makes us happy as individuals, not as a holistic or to create harmony or in the society, in the community, we still tend to judge people for not playing along in the sandbox of the sandbox, or for playing too much, or for being for excelling. Let me just share the rendition. There was a gentleman that walked into a banking hall, and then he went there to deposit some cash, and the cashier looked at him and said, "Where did you get this kind of money from? Where you go gather this kind of money give you? People say you thief, am a thief. Where did you get this kind of money? Because where you look, you're obviously a very poor man." So the man now said, "He said, I want to see your ID." He produces ID upon ID, and this lady kept on going on and on about how fake the guy is, how he brought fake money or whatever. Until the CEO of the bank came up and said, "Oh, this guy is actually our biggest client." And then the bank cashier at the end of the day got fired. You know, we are so superficial, let me put it that way now, that we'd rather talk to somebody in $1,000 suit who has nothing to offer than talk to somebody who came into a presentation with $100 suit, if I can use those, who has a lot to offer, because we believe that the appearance matters. And we judge people based on how they present to us or how they do not fit in into what we think or we perceive as how they are supposed to be. It is quite unfortunate. We miss out so much in gaining new experiences, in making new connections, in building new partnerships, in solving that situation, that problem, because of how we have decided to make ourselves the judge of our fellow men. What am I trying to say today? It can be very hurtful if you come from a background in which you feel highly misunderstood because you have already been judged before you open your mouth. People tend to tell you that they know what you are made of, they know who you are, because they believe this is what you are supposed to be, even though that is not who you are, because you've already been judged. This is my take. I tend to give people 4 chances. Like, if you are really who this person, I tend to give you chance upon chance upon chances to prove to me who you really are, rather than decide who you are based on an outward appearance. So I tend not to judge people based on their color of their skin, based on what they have, based on who they say they are, or their experiences. I tend to want to get to know them and see how we can mutually benefit each other, rather than for me to decide that, okay, oh, he has a fancy car, he has a private jet, oh, so he's a good person. Even though we have people who are carrying out the act of being a good person, I watch this movie, The Good Place. People are trying to score points of being a good person. But then, are they really good people? Using the, you know, the quotation marks with my two fingers, I wish you can see me do it. Are they really good people? Or they are doing it for sure, you know? I can't say. That would be judging, of course. So maybe we should learn to give people chances to actually prove who they are, rather than judge them before getting to know them. Let's be kind to each other. Things are, life is tough as it is. You see, the coronavirus and all being locked down and experiencing so many tragedies and all that. Even what we face in our country, Nigeria, with the economy and the hardship, there's a tendency for us maybe to want to tear each other down, because that was the only easy target, soft target. But I think it would be better if we hold ourselves back and not see each other as a problem, but see the problem as a problem, so that we'll come together to solve it. This is just my little take on the issue of judging a book by its cover. I still remain your host, Barrister Josephine. This is Uzoya's Corner. Until I come again with another interesting episode, perhaps we'll talk about politics and governance, and maybe entertainment, or more interesting topic, I say bye.